Lee and other Democrats gathered on the House steps to mark their 200th day in the majority.
What I can't figure out is what they're celebrating.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy's.
That's AP Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. Thousands of Puerto Ricans celebrated into the night after embattled Governor Ricardo Asella announced his resignation after several days of massive street protests. Joey Council, a Miami resident who is originally from Puerto Rico, says people are excited that the governor has resigned after 2 weeks of protests.
It's been a little bit of uncertainty and tension, but last night at midnight, it's all about celebration. Finally, we're arriving to a place where we can start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
The public fury that led to the governor's resignation erupted nearly 2 weeks ago after an investigative journalism group published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Rosello and several top aides. The chats included homophobic and misogynistic comments about his political opponents and disdainful comments about victims of Hurricane Maria, which devastated the island in 2017. A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan Thursday, killing at least 58 people. That includes 38 members of Afghan security forces, as the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff met with Afghan officials. Three of those bombings targeted the capital, Kabul. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said that a suicide bomber on a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul, carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. The blast killed at least 11 people. A secondary explosion rocked the site of the first attack. Secondary explosions are common in Kabul and have in the past killed first responders and journalists covering the attack. A separate car bomb hit Jalalabad roads in Kabul a few hours later. Local TV channels showed footage of relatives wailing outside local hospitals as they searched for their loved ones. Again, North Korea firing two missiles off its east coast on Thursday. The launch comes as Pyongyang complains about upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. VOA's Bill Gallo.
The missiles launched Thursday appear to be short range, possibly similar to those North Korea launched in May. That launch didn't derail nuclear talks. And Seoul-based analyst Bong Yong-shik says the latest one probably will not either.
It is another attempt by North Korean authorities to put additional pressure on Washington prior to actual negotiations to set the agenda for working level negotiations on denuclearization.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises. But so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America.